Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this next story, I'm not surprised. As a matter of fact, I don't get a lot right, but I predicted they would be moving up on this list. I believe Kansas City was 7 on this list last year, and no surprise, you've cracked the top 5, Casey.
All right, so bear with us here because we're going to go through some numbers, and we're going to try to keep this as clear as possible. The story's out of Channel 41 that just went up here in the last couple of hours about Kansas City now ranks 5th among U.S. cities in murders per capita. For those who immediately want to point the finger at Chicago, stop, because their murder rate is lower than ours. So, again, we are not the 5th largest U.S. city, but we are the 5th highest when it comes to murders per capita. We'll go through these numbers, and then here in a second, they have some interesting stats. 41's done a great job on this. They've got some interesting stats about the number of police officers in Kansas City and how that has changed over the years. And if you want to make a connection between the two, we don't know if there is, but we'll just give you the information and then we'll take your calls. So out of Channel 41, Kansas City has the 5th highest murder rate in the nation based on figures for major U.S. cities in 2017, which were recently released by the FBI. The nonprofit journalism website The Trace, which reports on gun violence in America, first analyzed the data and provided a comparative ranking. So, based on the complete 2017 numbers from the FBI, Kansas City ranks 5th. In first place with the highest numbers per capita, this is per 100,000 residents, is St. Louis. Take that, the other major city in the state of Missouri, at 66.1. Baltimore is in second place at 55.8 murders per 100,000 residents. Detroit is at number 4 at 39.8. New Orleans comes in at number 4 at 39.5, and in at 5th place is 30.9 murders for 100,000 residents is Kansas City. Cleveland comes in at 6th place. Memphis comes in right behind us. Then Newark, then Chicago is in 9th place at 24.1 murders per 100,000 residents. So Channel 41 talked to Mayor Sly James and also talked to Patrick Tuohy of the Show Me Institute, who we have talked to before. And they have differing opinions on what is going on here. And you're going to notice very quickly where the direction that the two of them take. So Patrick Tuohy says, points out, we have a higher homicide rate than Chicago, and this should be really concerning for everyone. Mayor James said, guns are a big reason for the city's high homicide rate, saying what has an impact on violence in the city is the number of people that have guns in the city, and that is not something officers can fix and solve. It is something the state has to get involved in. For those that don't remember, Kansas City is overseen by a state-appointed board of police commissioners, and Mayor James is on that commission. Tuohy disagreed with the mayor's assessment, acknowledging there are a lot of guns in Kansas City, but he doesn't think that correlates with a spike in the murder rate. Tuohy blames the dwindling ranks of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department in recent years as a contributing factor. Mayor James said it's more than just numbers. There are costs involved. There are also deployment issues when you talk about police officers. So Mayor James was sworn in as Kansas City's mayor back in May of 2011. Here's where we are with the number of police officers. That year, there were just shy of 1,400 sworn Kansas City police officers then. That number peaked 2 years later at 1,427. The number of Kansas City police officers has dropped each of the last 4 years to the point of 1,282 at the end of 2017. Here's what we're learning from this chart. And again, they lay out the top 10 cities, is that there are cities that have fewer murders per capita than us that also have more police officers per capita than us. We'll go back to Chicago. Chicago has 24.1 murders per 100,000 residents. Again, we have 30.9. We have 28.5 police officers per 10,000 population. Chicago has 43.9. I don't know if that's cause and effect, But that's definitely something to look at.
576-7798. I mean, we knew it was one of the murderiest years on record. We told you. I remember sitting here saying, look, they moved from 10 when I moved here a couple of years ago to 7 on the list, and now you're number 5. Now you are number 5. I don't know how many murders we've had in Kansas City. I think I saw 104 over the weekend. Was that number 104, 105, something like that over the weekend? I don't know what number we're at right now. But what's the answer? Sly James says guns. Mr. Toohey says it's police. 576-7798. How do you feel about being in the class with Detroit and Baltimore and St. Louis? And another question, because I know we got to get to Dan here in the newsroom. What does it say about our state leadership when the only state with 2 in the top 5 is Missouri?
One thing we could point out, I mean, I need to glance at a map for a second, but think about which other states have 2 major mm-hmm. cities in them.
I understand.
Not a lot of states do.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be one thing that's going on. But yes, it's not something to be proud of.
I mean, Florida's got some big cities. Ohio's got 2 big cities.
They're on the list.
Cincinnati is on that list.
Cleveland's on the list.
Cleveland's on that list. 576-7798. I don't know what the answer is. You're now number 5.
Ohio's got Cleveland and Cincinnati in the top 10. Now, we're taking 1st and 5th place, and Ohio's taking 6th and 10th, but Ohio's got a problem, too.
576-7798. What's the problem here? What is the answer? I don't know. It's a whole lot of stuff. And how much of this do you think is on state leadership, local leadership, city leadership? We're going to open this wide up for you. 576-7798. First, it's 1229. Dan is in the newsroom.
New special police officers. Get
keyword to cash this hour is
Thunder, T-H-U-N-D-E-R, Thunder. Text it to 72881.
A couple of years ago, Kansas City was 10th. Last year, they were 7th, and the new murder rankings are out. Kansas City now has the 5th highest murder rate in the entire country. 5th. St. Louis, number 1, by the way.
So Channel 41's got this laid out pretty clearly, and this is according to FBI data for 2017, and this is the number of murders per 100,000 residents. The top 10 are 2 cities in Missouri and 2 cities in Ohio. So St. Louis ranks first at 66.1 murders per 100,000 residents. Baltimore is 2nd, Detroit is 3rd, New Orleans is 4th. Kansas City ranks 5th at 30.9. Chicago, which everyone points to, is lower than us. They're 9th on the list at 24.1 murders per 100,000 residents. Channel 41's also got a chart on their list that lays out the number of homicides versus the size of the police force. And for that, they look at the number of officers per 10,000 people. For Kansas City, it is 28.5. And for cities that have fewer murders per capita than us, they have larger police forces. In fact, some significantly larger than ours.
576-7798 in the story, which, by the way, if you want to read it up on our Facebook page, you can. Mayor James calls it a problem with guns. Mr. Toohey, Patrick Toohey from the Show Me Institute, says that it's the lack of police. Here's something that nobody wants to hear, Jamie. It can be both. It can be both.
Sure. Yeah, of course it can. Of course it can. But one of those seemingly is easier to fix more immediately than the other. You know, mm-hmm. It's guns involve a lot of different laws and guns that are stolen. To me, if you think guns are the problem, that's a multifaceted approach. Putting more police on the streets, I'm not saying it's simple and it's certainly not free, but I'm looking at numbers. I mean, the numbers are hard to argue with, that cities of more population than us, certainly, but not all of them, but cities that have a lower murder rate than us have a larger police force. And in Kansas City, it's gone down 4 years in a row. Why? While the murder rate has gone up.
It seems simple
to me.
It does seem simple. 576-7798. Gary, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. I think the entire situation here is being blown out of proportion because the statistics are being manipulated. I strongly recommend an education by Bill Whittle online. That's W-I-T-T-L-E. And the FBI facts are broken down into, is it homicides? Is it homicides by weapon, by gun, by hammer? It doesn't matter. The whole point of this story is the police will not prevent a crime. They 99% of the time show up at the end after a crime. Number 2, it's not the guns. Guns are inert objects like a car. Cars kill more people every year in any state than any gun. The problem is the systemic magnet that causes these 80% or more of these statistics by gangbangers, they're the problem. So the problem is not even strict laws. It's the magnet. What are causing these violent people, thugs, to congregate in these Democrat areas? It's 100% has to do with the need for more. I think it's money. I think it's all money. These gangbangers want money, and they're finding these areas to do it in.
How do you know the numbers that it's 80% gang-related and that it's not a higher number that might be domestic?
Oh, definitely. Watch Bill Whittle's website. Actually, the FBI statistics have to do with previous individuals that are arrested during the actual the crime itself that have a prior record. Usually people that have a prior record are more apt to promote gun violence. Now, if we're talking specific gun violence, but again, if you were to accumulate hammers, if you were to accumulate fists, cars, whatever it is, all those violent deaths are far greater than that of a gun.
I don't know how many, I don't know the number of people that are killed, that are murdered with a car. I mean, that doesn't figure into these numbers.
No, it's on the FBI statistics. It's all part of the same thing. The 41 is choosing specifically a politically activated, and for understandable reasons, more people will click on it, read it, and get more money off of it.
So they're making up numbers? 41's making up numbers?
No, they're taking the numbers that they want specifically from the data in order to have a politically difficult headline to talk about so people say no guns.
But the numbers aren't a lie. I mean, this isn't a surprise. It was 7th last year and it was 10th the year before that. They didn't just suddenly decide, hey, let's go up to 5th. It makes perfect sense to me that we are 5th this year compared to the stories that we reported on.
Thanks for the phone call, Gary. 576-7798. Ed, you're next up. What's up, Ed?
Hey, one thing that none of these studies ever take into consideration is the emergency medical services in cities. Maybe Kansas City's lacking there. Maybe other cities are just much better at saving their people. A homicide doesn't occur unless somebody dies. And emergency medical services are always low on the priority budget in most city budgets.
Could be.
I can't tell you you're wrong.
Ed, thanks, man.
You know, we have a hard time getting emergency dispatchers. I don't know what response times are like lately. I don't know how many of these murders per capita were dead when authorities got to the scene.
According to the FBI website, there were 1.2 million violent, 1.2 million more violent crimes reported in 2017. There were more than 1.2 million violent crimes reported in 2017. That was a slight decrease, 0.7% decrease in murders and 4% decrease in robberies from 2016. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, it went up. It went up. Ed, thanks for your call. Mark, you're next up on KMBZ. What's up, Mark?
Thank you. I agree with some of the things that prior callers said, but I think what's happening and the reasons why it's such a persistent problem now is we're focusing on the result of the actual problem. So I think the murders are just a symptom of the problems. I've been a social worker and been in the inner city for 20 years doing child abuse investigation. And everybody talks about it, and there's not an easy solution for it, but it's the breakdown of the family. These kids are growing up with no hope, no positive role models, and they continue that same cycle, the same cycle I would see in child abuse. One answer, I think, and it has to be one-on-one, one adult being a mentor for one child, and there's some studies out there that more than any other single factor, having one positive relationship with one adult that cares about a child makes all the difference in the world. I've done that in the past, and actually my mentee was one of the ones killed in the double homicide down in Overland Park. But to see, he just about went on disability because some of his issues, that he was able, with my help, to get a job, go and get an education as an auto mechanic. And I just think that's key. And I don't know how we get more mentors available, maybe some type of incentive problem, but incentive involved. But I don't think it would be a very expensive program. Just get the commitment of people that care one-on-one, get out there and make those relationships.
You're totally right. It's, as somebody that has volunteered in KCMO schools, we have, I don't know how long the waiting list is right now for Big Brothers, Big Sisters here. I believe it's longer for boys than it is for girls. Absolutely. You just need, a kid just needs to have somebody to be accountable to so that they know that it's not okay that they just goof around and get involved in gangs or whatever it is, that they've got somebody that says, no, you need to do better.
By the way, to the caller earlier who was questioning it's gun versus hammer versus fist or whatever, looking up just 20, I went to kcmo.gov last year in the 149 homicides in the city. 128 of those 149 were by firearm of some kind. Then the rest breakdown, 9 knife, blunt force hands, feet, blunt force trauma by object, like a hammer he was referring to, unknown and other make up the remainder. So to tell me that the issue, you know, the most of these aren't being done by gun is completely false, according to the police. 128 out of the 149 2017 murders in Kansas City, a gun was used. 104 of those were handgun. 3 were shotgun. 4 were rifle. 17, the police report as unknown type of firearm. I don't know what that means, but I'm just putting it out there for you because we need to get the facts on the table.
Not a car, though. Not a car. A car is probably not another type of firearm.
Unless it, no, it is. It's not. It's not. No. Vehicle is 1 out of the 149, according to the Kansas City Police Force. I trust the police. 576-7798. 576-7798. And instead of, and I'd like to shift the conversation, instead of let's blame the gangbangers, let's blame the guns, what do you do about it? Is there a solution to this? Or do we just keep watching Kansas City kill itself?
I mean, can we agree, well, at least you and I can agree,
no,
that the two of us can, that if we have fewer guns on the streets, and fewer guns being stolen, because there have been stories before about the number of guns that we have involved in thefts locally, then you have a lower chance of there being gun crime, theoretically.
In theory.
In theory.
I also think if you have more police on the street, you have a lower chance of gun crime.
At least other cities on this list that have lower rates of murders than us mm-hmm. have higher numbers of police per 10,000.
And that, to me, is simple. More police equals...
And on the streets. You know, the story's been done before mm-hmm. about the efficiency in the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, about where our officers are deployed and having more on the streets, fewer in administration and more on the streets. Do we need to be rethinking where we're putting those officers?
There were 128 murders in Kansas City in 2016, 149 last year. Right now, we're at 107.
So in theory, maybe we'll be lower this year.
In theory. I don't think we're pacing ahead of last
year.
Although,
man, if we have time today, we'll get to this editorial out of the Star about the number of Kansas City, Missouri public school students who have been shot this year that we've never really talked about.
Yeah.
5 former Kansas City public school students and recent grads have been shot and killed this year. 7 were hurt. We'll get to that one, too, at some point.
We'll get to more of your phone calls. You want to jump in? Anybody have an answer? 576-7798, St. Louis, number 1. Kansas City, number 5, the 5th highest murder rate in the country. You're doing better than Chicago, well, better, worse than Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati. You only trailed Detroit, Baltimore, New Orleans, and the city on the other side of the state. 576-7798. New crime rates are out. Kansas City ranks 5th among the United States cities in murder per capita. 576-7798, up from 7 to number 5, where they were last year. And by the way, the murder rate is currently not matching last year's. There were 149 murders in Kansas City last year. They're on the city's on pace for 136. That's down.
Mm-hmm.
Down is down. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I believe Chicago's murder rate also has come down quite a bit this year, and it is because they have flooded the worst neighborhoods in town with more police. I mean, they actively, because of so much bad PR that they've gotten in the last couple of years, and it's working. Mm-hmm. Their rate is down. For people that are asking on the text line, isn't this city higher than us, that city higher than us? No.
This is from the FBI.
We are number 5. St. Louis is number 1, followed by Baltimore, then Detroit, then New Orleans, then Kansas City at number 5, followed by Cleveland, Memphis, Newark, New Jersey, Chicago, and then Cincinnati.
You know what I think the problem is? There are a lot of people that just say, don't care. Don't care. I don't care. I live in Olathe. I live in Overland Park. I live in the Northland. I live in Gladstone. I live here. I live there. I don't care. And that's your prerogative. I think it's a crappy prerogative, but it's your prerogative to say that. I think it stinks that the biggest city in the area, the Kansas City, has the 5th highest murder rate in the country, because, you know, hopefully I'm going to be here for a while. We're about to have a child. We just bought a condo. We're doing all right here on the radio together, Jamie. So I'd like to be here for a while. I don't want the city to be a black eye on people wanting to move here, businesses wanting to expand here. I'd like to see Kansas City out of the top five in murders. I don't think I'm asking for a crazy-ass wish list.
So the mayor blames guns, and the mayor is term limited and about to be done.
Yes.
We're about to have a new mayor of Kansas City. So we'll start asking those questions of somebody new pretty soon. Patrick Tuohy of the Show Me Institute points to the number of police officers that we have in Kansas City. And I don't know if that's cause and effect, but there's definitely a trend. The number of Kansas City, Missouri police officers has dropped in each of the last 4 years. It's a 10% loss in the number of KCPD sworn officers since 2013. And during that time, the number of murders that we've had in the city has gone up. I don't know if the two are connected. And I know that's not free, and that requires money, and it means money's coming out of something else, and it's not easy. You got to find those officers. They got to be qualified. They got to be willing to do that and to go in those parts of town that need it. It's not simple. But again, other cities, I mean, that's what Chicago has done lately, is they have put a hell of a lot more officers in those neighborhoods where more of those murders are happening. It doesn't seem that complicated to me.
But the complicated part is the money part, because everybody says, let's do it, but cities keep slashing budgets and this and that. You can only raise taxes so much to pay for these things. I don't know where you get it. I have no idea where you would get it. Honestly, it's not. I'm not blaming Mike Parson. I'm not blaming Eric Greitens. I'm not blaming Governor Nixon before Greitens was in office. But I would like to see the state pay attention to Kansas City. St. Louis gets a lot of love, and their murder rate's even worse than ours. It is time for state government to get involved with local government and figure out a solution and figure out a way to get more cops on the streets.
Some people tell you they need to stay the hell out of it. Some people would tell you that Kansas, keep in mind, St. Louis is no longer under state control. We still are. And yet St. Louis is higher than us. So some people would say, let us do it ourselves and not have the state appointed board that gets to have a lot of say in what we do with our police department. Some people would tell you, get the state out of it. I don't know why we've got, again, it could just be that you have two major cities, relatively major cities with a history of violence in the same state. I don't know what the state can do. I don't know what you mean when you say the state gives St. Louis a lot of love, but I don't know if the state funnels. I mean, if the state's putting more money into St. Louis, it's not showing because St. Louis is number one on the list.
We need to figure out a way. And I'm not a budget master. I have no idea what the state budget is like. I just know that it seems like everything's always getting cut. We're never adding more. And we need more police on the street. I mean, it's evident in the numbers you're giving. And I don't know if it's Parson, state legislature. I have no idea. But it's an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment to the state when you have two of the murderiest cities in the country in your own state. And I know what you're saying. Not every state has two major metropolitan cities. Text line keeps bringing up California. LA's not on the list. San Francisco's not on the list. Oakland's not on this list. Nowhere in the top 10. None of these California cities are anywhere in the top 10 per capita. Chicago is well behind us.
Ohio's got two major cities on this list. Cleveland and Cincinnati are both on this list at 6 and 10. So I don't know what they're doing wrong to have two major cities like that. And it might have nothing to do with one or the other. The state may have no control over it whatsoever. I don't know. You know, again, it might be police on the streets. But it's just not, it's not something that we want to be known for anymore.
And I don't know. It's almost like when people say, well, I don't want the state involved, or the state says we want to help out involved. Throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. Throw everything you can. Local government, state government. You want to call in the federal government? Figure it out. Figure it out. Look to other states that have big cities. Look to Texas. What's Texas do right? They got so many big cities. Dallas not on this list. Houston not on this list. San Antonio not on this list. What are they doing right? I don't know the answer. I know it seems like I'm talking to you, Jamie, but I don't know the answer. Figure it out. Take every opportunity to listen, to figure out a way to fund more cops, to figure out a way to get guns off the street. Whatever it is, do it, because it's a black eye on the state. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.